On the 5th of March 1936, the prototype K5054 rose into the sky for the first time. Test pilot Mutt Summers landed, stepped out, and said the words every inventor dreams of hearing: "Don't change a thing." That moment should have been Mitchell's triumph, but behind the scenes another war was brewing.
I had only planned a brief stay in Ashcombe Underwold, a quiet village tucked between the hills and the slow-winding river. The innkeeper had promised roaring fires, hearty meals, and absolutely no excitement of any kind.
To understand Earl Grey tea, we must first understand the man. Charles Grey, the second Earl Grey, wasn't a tea blender. He was Prime Minister of Britain from 1830 to 1834, a reformist, a statesman, and, somewhat unintentionally, a tea legend.